You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Fromholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. Boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you tonight. It is going to be a busy night here in the WYSO studios. We have all kinds of new releases to play, including the brand new release from Lord Kimbo. I've also got tracks from Amber Hargett's forthcoming album that we're going to spin for you. We have several guests tonight, so we're going to work backwards here. In the 10 o'clock hour, Mike McGrainer is going to be by. He is a Columbus-based artist who is debuting a brand new single in anticipation for a new album. In the 9 o'clock hour, Mariah Haven returns to the show to talk about her growth project, Volume 2. We loved the first album and are so excited about the second release. And up first, we've got live rock and roll in the studio. Gawk is here. I am so excited to get to know these guys. But first, let's hear him play some tunes for us. Take it away, you guys.
Even though history shows I can't live without you, keep me strong. You see me crying and I can't hide. that's absolute. Did it come from heaven above or from any land? If truth is gathered pure and white, then lies of hell and black. And we sit in the infinite, the shades of gray between. It's the truth in black and white. It's the truth in black and white. I've seen a shade of near white and dark, the darkest gray. But absolute truth don't exist in our world today. Once long ago, of our neighbor's truth, we tried to kill it on a cross. But absolute
Gawk. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Right. Oh, thank you very much. We're excited to be here. This is great.
So tell me a little bit about your origins. I know, Steve, it was kind of you and Gordon getting things rolling.
Yeah, we did. Gosh, this goes back, well, farther than what I want to admit.
It's all good.
Yeah. So we started playing together quite a while ago, and I'd always played cover tunes, and I toured around a lot and did it for a living for a while, and got away from that, got a real job, and then I met him, and he just kind of inspired me to start writing, and that's where everything just kind of started from. And then I'd met Joe and Ron through actually the same mutual friend I met Gordon through. And then everything just kind of came
together. So we have a singular person to thank for this collection of people.
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you started making that transition from doing covers to doing original music, is that intimidating at all to sort of say, like, okay, I'm going from, you know, playing these beloved songs, you know, that are kind of part of the canon to putting myself out there, you know, with my own music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's one of those things. A lot of the tunes we've written are based on personal experiences, and to just kind of open the kimono, so to speak, and, you know, present your feelings to the world is kind of a different experience. But on the other hand, it's also really liberating, too.
I bet. Yeah. Musically, you guys gel together so well. Like, I can just watching you in the studio, I can both see and hear the musical dialogue that's happening.
You're welcome.
Was that something that happened right away when the four of you got in the room together, or did that take some time to develop?
Actually, I think that was pretty immediate.
It
really,
pretty quick.
It did. We just gelled, and you know, the other thing is, it's hard with a band is that, you know, the personalities that are involved, and the more you get, the more chemistry there is for an explosion, I guess. But, you know, it's not just musically, personally. I mean, we all get along great, and we all have the same kind of vision. So that's really rare to find.
And you guys have played some of the great stages of Dayton, I know.
Yeah.
I saw you at Jilly's way back when.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I used to work there.
Wow. I didn't know anybody saw us there.
that was like 6 years ago tonight.
It was
really?
It was
Valentine's Day. Because there was a bad snowstorm that night.
I believe it.
Yeah. And it was the day before Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, small cosmic world right there.
Yes, it is.
So you've played a lot of great stages, and I know that we're getting into that warmer weather gig time. What are you guys thinking for some summertime performances?
Well, we would really like to find some festivals to play because, I mean, you know, even though we played like Jilly's and Canal Street, there's just not that many places that are welcoming to original bands. And so, you know, we'd like to go out and do a set or two. And so some summer festivals, things like that, we're looking to try and find some things like that, or even, you know, gosh.
Levitt Pavilion.
Yes, that was the word I was looking for, yes. So if anybody's listening, give us a plug, okay?
There you go. Yeah. And you guys are going to have something really awesome to kind of show off in as you're gearing up for gigs. You're working on an album, right?
Yeah, we are. The name of the album is called The Big Question. The songs we're playing tonight are off of that. We're working on getting that together. We have our website that kind of has live versions, and we're trying to polish this up to get it to studio grade and release an album with it. Yeah.
Sweet. How are you doing the recordings? Are you going in someplace? Are you doing them yourselves?
Well, right now we're doing them ourselves. Cool. We've also been talking with Encore Studios. Jeremy Mix over there is a great guy and been a longtime friend of the band. He actually played with the band for a little
while.
Yes. So So yeah, we've been talking with them as well too. So.
Cool. Yeah. Well, you brought us a little taste of the album.
Yeah.
Tell us about what we're going to hear. I want to play a little preview of the album.
All right. Well, this song is called Lake Placid Blues, and actually it was written by Gordon, our guitar player, and it's really pretty foretelling in terms of what it's about when you listen to the lyrics. But this is a deviation from the other two songs that you've heard. So this, we always have a hard time categorizing ourselves. So, spin it and hope everybody enjoys it.
Let's take a listen to this one from Gawk. Gordon, you want to weigh in on this one as a songwriter?
Being Valentine's Day, it's a song about lost love.
There we go. Oh, that's the perfect intro. let's take a listen to this one, a song about lost love, just in time for Valentine's Day Eve, from our guest Gawk. We'll be back to talk more with them and hear more live music, so stay tuned. But first, a preview of their forthcoming album.
Blues that he gave me, my first guitar. She said, "Happy birthday, baby. This is for who you are." Now the guitar and the woman are long gone. Yes, the old Jaguar. Oh, I miss the old Jaguar. Now blue, sleek, and shiny, she played like a dream. I was young and dumb. All's not what it seems. I traded her off to my long regret. But I said blues, I miss her yet. I said blues, I miss her yet. Died a woman for long gone. Oh, I miss traded her off to my long regret. My sad blues, I'll miss her yet. Make my sad blues, I'll miss her yet.
The recorded sounds of our guests, Gawk, that one from their forthcoming album, The Big Question. Definitely bluesier than we heard here in the studios. I love that.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's we go a lot of different directions. It's hard to pick one or two songs to, you know.
I'm always curious with bands that sort of span the genres. Do you know right away kind of like what a song is going to be, or does that kind of come out in the writing, or do you sort of set out to do a bluesy, or like how does that process work for you guys?
You know, we kind of set a direction, but I mean all of these tunes have evolved over time, and even like the cover tune, The Big Question, when Gordon and I first started doing it, we got to a point a couple times where we were ready to drop it, but then it later turned into, it just evolved into this thing that was kind of like one of our signature tunes, you know?
Became so, what it needed to be?
Yeah, so you know, it's like you start down this path, but then there's all these detours in the road, and you kind of end up in the same place, but taking a different path to get there.
I love that. I love that. It all figures itself out in the end.
Yes, yeah.
Does it make it trickier or easier when you do span so many genres? Is it easier to sort of find a home on many different types of stages, or does it make it harder when you're like, well, we're this and we're also that and we're kind of this too, when you're trying to, you know, book shows and things like that?
Yeah, for us it's been a little difficult because, you know, I if we got to put it into one bucket, we'll say we're a rock band.
Yeah.
You know, but we hit on blues, we hit on reggae, we even hit on like some rap and some pop, some punk, so it just goes all over the place. And you know, I love that about bands personally, is when they do that kind of thing. But there's, you know, I don't think most, the general public, they want to hear, you know, like what
or they
want to hear one genre.
They need a box to put it in.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. If I can't put it in my box, and then, well, we got about a dozen boxes.
Pick one.
Yeah, we'll call it a 12-pack. How's that?
I love that. Yeah. I love that. You might have a marketing thing going here. So we're still at the start of a new year. It sounds like it's going to be a big year for you guys, working on an album, getting out and about in the community more. Any other big plans for 2019 for the band, or going to kind of take things as they come and see what opportunities?
Yeah, we're going to just kind of see what opportunities present themselves. We're probably going to take a little hiatus after this. Gordon's got to have some hand surgery, and so but you know, we're still booking for you know, early spring, mid spring, and through the summer. We're trying to find some gigs, and hopefully somebody hears us tonight that would like to have us. So
fabulous. Yeah. And best places for folks to connect with you, both to book and come see the gigs, website and Facebook?
Well, we do have a website. That's probably our primary place. The website is called Gok Rocks, and that's GOKROX.com. Or you can email us directly at gokrocks@outlook.com. We have a Facebook page, but that's more of a secondary thing, and you can get to it from our website. We're also on SoundCloud as well. All of those links. So the website's best place to find us, yeah.
And we've got a link up to Gok's website on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with these guys, keep tabs on the progress of the album and where you can see them next. But in the meantime, what do you think? Shall we give them some more live music on the radio?
Yeah, I think we're ready for a couple more tunes, yeah.
All righty. We've got Gok in the house. They're going to play a few more live ones for us. Take it away, you guys.
Chemical waste.
Gawk live in the studio. Would you guys do me the honor of doing one more?
Sure. Sure, we can do one more. You mind if we tune real quick?
Yeah, I will. While you tune, I will remind folks that they're hearing Gawk here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've got a link up to their website and their social media at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there and connect with these guys. Find out about the progress of their forthcoming album, The Big Question, and find out where you can see them this spring and summer around the Miami Valley. They're going to play a little more for us here in a second. And just a reminder, we've got a lot more coming up on tonight's show. More musical guests in the works. But first, we've got Gawk in the house. You guys ready to do this?
I think so.
All righty. Take it away.
Thank you.
It's Gawk live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Their forthcoming album is called The Big Question. And you can connect with them at their website. It's Gawk Rocks. That's GOKROX.com. We've got a link up to that at our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thank you so much for being here. This was such a pleasure.
Oh, right. Thank you. The pleasure was ours. Thank you, Julia.
Keep us posted on that album, okay?
All right. We will.
Check out Gawk. All the links at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You're listening to 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from our sustaining members and Wagner Subaru in Fairborn. Serving the community for over 40 years as the ninth oldest Subaru dealer in the U.S., providing sales and service for new and used vehicles, love the experience at Wagner Subaru. Dealer information is online at wagnersubaru.com. Support also comes from Music and Event Management, Inc., presenting Michael McDonald and Chaka Khan live at the Rose Music Center on June 20th. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com. Lots more music on the way. Mariah Haven's going to be in the 9 o'clock hour, and then Mike McGrainer will be premiering his brand new single in the 10 o'clock hour. We've also got new music on deck from Lord Kimbo, Amber Hargett. We'll check out BJSR's singles and hear from some of the winter folk bands, too, by the way, that got rescheduled to this weekend. But up first, here's some music from Phosphorescent.